know the man so well.
President's today announcing the appointment of Robert A. Jansen to be Director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. You have in hand information concerning the recipients of the Medal of Freedom, which includes the citations for the six individuals. That event will take place about now in the East Room, and we'll have riding pool and photo coverage leaving the North Lawn at about 12:30. As I announced earlier this morning that Newby will speak musically in response to receiving the award, so I think it'll be worth seeing. I don't know. I think Newby just plays whatever inspiration hits him at the moment. But he'll play well. The president does. Mm-hmm. All the recommendations by various people. At 1:45, we'll sign the Columbus Day ceremony in the Rose Garden, open press coverage. And at 4 o'clock, the president will depart for Camp David, returning Monday at about 4 or 5 o'clock. No briefing here on Monday due to the observance of Columbus Day. Then the White House followed. Pardon? Yes. The White House Fall Garden Tour will be held Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Those who wish to cover will be picked up in room 450 here on both days. Press will be escorted on a private tour before the general public is admitted. The First Lady's press office has the details. Reminder that on Monday, King Juan Carlos will arrive at the White House for a South Lawn arrival ceremony Tuesday, October 13th at 10 a.m. And he'll have a meeting with the president followed by a state dinner that evening. Questions have come up on the delegation to the funeral of President Sadat. They will return to Andrews Air Force Base on Sunday morning at 12:30 a.m. It is expected that Presidents Nixon and Ford will return directly to their homes. President Carter, it is our understanding, will be staying in Washington. He has business here the first of the week. We now have a instead of one president's president. Try to bounce fair play, huh? He's going to stay at, no, that's a no comment because it thing's in court. Okay, the President Carter will stay at 716 Jackson Place, a former president's residence. He will visit the White House on Tuesday, October 13th at 3:15 p.m. for a 30-minute meeting. Carter. Well, it used to work here. A set agenda. It's the first opportunity the two men have had to get together privately for a since President Carter left office and he's in town and they welcome the opportunity to meet. Possibly, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who solicited?
It comes in, we talk about it. Who solicited? I think it was sort of a mutually agreed race type thing. Somebody's got to ask somebody, huh? Okay. Yes. If he's going to Canada, he told me.
Would the administration like President Carter to come out and address?
driveway after this meeting and announce his support for AWACS?
I think it's generally known that he's for AWACS, and I think it would be up to the former president as to how he expresses his feelings on the AWACS.
Does the administration think he's been vocal enough?
Expression that he appreciated them going, their expression that it was a wise decision for the president not to go. Situation there, and particularly President Sadat and his courage and involvement over the years, the historic role he's played and so forth. That seemed to be the gist of the conversation.
Do you feel you don't have a Middle East policy?
No.
Do you feel you do have
yes.
one?
I will assume it, try to sell it up here. Just the other day, say we know where we're going in our foreign policy.
Is he contemplating a
path of peace?
Still
possibly a big one, in the next several weeks. I don't look. Let me mislead you, but I don't look for that traditional comprehensive. Here's my foreign policy in 1,000 words or less.
Don't report that way. But you think he may speak on foreign policy in the near future?
Possibly, yes.
What is happening is the death of Sadat and the floundering of the administration.
Why would you say that thing like that? The administration knows where it's going, how it's going to get there. Somebody in the news media said they had received some criticism that President Nixon was involved. I haven't heard of it in the outpouring here to the White House.
Anything happened at this Education Commission?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. The president made some remarks.
I hear he made some remarks about Sadat.
Well, I don't know. not in there. I was occupied elsewhere, so I didn't sit in on it. And I don't think we had anybody specific from the press office in there.
After the year thing first broke, the president wired from the Blair House and something like that. So what was the total?
We didn't make any inquiry to me, and we were generally trying to no comment that since it's possible because litigation. Well, he did not make any inquiry to me. I did not hear it make any inquiry. I do not know whether he did.
Is it
wired? As far as I know, it's not.
Well, could you ask the Secret Service in Walker? CIA.
Okay. But I think we should have stayed in a no-comment position since.
I like to say that a bit. You suggested you would take my question. I didn't get the feeling of confidence that I sometimes get with you. So you can take a question. This is a matter of litigation, but it also is a matter of some substance, I think, since it involves a former president and the current president and the official and official resident. So I think I'd like to repeat my request that you take my question. And I think Larry Barrett is one that deserves
it. I spoke on this last Tuesday, I think, but and that still stands. But I will see if there's further that we'd like to say on it.
It probably doesn't need to be added, but I will anyway. Since this special residence is used by visiting heads of state and other dignitaries, makes a special exist that an intelligence agency might be interested in acquiring. So, you know, this, we don't think this is all that far-fetched, I think.
Did the president read Bush's speech on events?
I'm sure they have discussed it. I don't know whether he read the speech. I wouldn't think he read the speech, but I'm sure they've talked about it probably in their luncheon this week.
And in what forum might the foreign policy briefing mentioned earlier?
We might have something later for you on that to give you some specifics, but right now I don't have anything.
Can we
leave
it to
next week? Possibly, yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Does he give you a speech in
here? No, I don't think there's a really speech coming.
Talking about
any overall foreign policy speech. No, that's what I said a moment ago. I wouldn't characterize it as, you know, my foreign policy in 1,000 words or less. I would characterize it as certain aspects of foreign policy that we will address from time to time as we go.
Right.
Possibly. I think we'll know about it, you know, later today before the summit.
Is this a speech to address the Middle East?
Well, is it prompted
by fairly open, and I think his policy was stated in very few words last night on the Middle East.
Well, it was also very vague. You know, you can keep threatening, but at some point you got to say what you'd actually do. Especially when the American people are involved.
Characterize it in those terms. We've always made the arguments on both levels that it's the arguments on the merits and then the foreign policy impact of the negative decision by Congress. We've always made those arguments in our meetings with Congress and other public statements.
Has the President ever expressed an opinion on the legislative veto power that Congress exercises in this matter?
I don't know whether he's expressed specific opinion on this, on the Foreign Military Sales Act. I don't think he has. In general, I think the Justice Department has testified that, we think they are serious constitutional questions about legislative veto, but we have testified some specific reservations about overriding regulatory agency legislation.
I
didn't really, didn't
foreign policy or a right to the Middle East or no?
Yes, we announced that this morning. If anybody else needs some more detail, New Jersey, Thursday afternoon, leaving here at 5:20, speaking to a fundraising reception for the lieutenant for the governor, candidate for Governor Kane. It will be at Whippany, Birchwood Manor. It's a smaller reception followed by a larger one. Return to the White House at 8:35. K-E-A-N. Kane is the way it's pronounced. No, he's not. We haven't, as far as I know, I haven't seen that on any schedule, and I'm not sure what we'll do on that. Unless we will know something, not that we don't need to guess and fill in the blanks. Guess what? It's been reported. Well, as I indicated, I think we'll have something on it soon enough.